You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The amount of student loan debt in the U.S. topped $1.5 trillion at the end of last year. That's according to the Federal Reserve. And in his first budget, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proposed one way to address it for students here in the state. The proposal would study the possibility of a state-run agency that would refinance student loans. You can join in with your thoughts on that idea, your reactions to it, questions that you think it could raise. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jesse Opoyan covers state government and politics for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, in the basics, this is in the governor's budget, right? What would this proposal do?
So this proposal would create a study, it would authorize a study on how to create a student loan refinancing authority. This is something that Democrats in the legislature have been pushing for years and years, over and over again. And rather than just creating it right away, Governor Evers is proposing having some of the heads of the Department of Financial Institutions, the Higher Education Aids Board, and the state treasurer take a look at how best to implement an authority where the state would run this and be responsible for buying student loans, both private and federal, and looking at refinancing them at lower rates. And so this requires a report by October of 2021, and if they have the information they need, then it would go into the next budget.
And there is a price tag on this study effort, right? What would this cost the state at this point?
Yeah, it would cost the state $50,000 to do the study to get the information that it needs.
Is this something that's happening in other states around the country, this publicly run authority that works on refinancing?
Yeah, there are about a dozen other states that have authorities like this that offer refinancing. One of the differences between those states and Wisconsin is that they already had a state authority that dealt with student loans, and so they were able to just take that authority and give it the power to refinance. So in Wisconsin, it wouldn't just be adding that additional responsibility. It would be creating an entirely new authority before Democrats have talked about modeling it sort of off of the WEDA, the Housing and Economic Development Authority. So there's a model that they've looked at that, you know, that already exists in state government, but this actual authority doesn't exist yet.
And you mentioned, Jesse, that Democrats have been talking about this for a while. I know the group, the Institute for One Wisconsin, has been advocating for this, a pro-Democratic group for the most part. What is the case that they're making for why Wisconsin should join those other states and offer this kind of refinancing agency for student loan debt?
So the case that they're making is, you know, student loan debt is obviously a problem throughout the country. It exceeds $1.5 trillion nationally and $24 billion in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has the sixth highest percentage of graduates, college graduates, with student loan debt at 64%. They owe an average of $29,000. And the argument is that debt is keeping people from participating in the economy in ways that would benefit not only them, but, you know, the rest of the state economy, keeping people from purchasing houses, buying cars, generally doing the things that you do as you become part of the middle class.
And as things stand, and this gets a little arcane financially, but student loan debt is a little different than a lot of like mortgage debt and other kind of debts people might have. It's harder to refinance student loan debt, maybe even almost impossible in many cases. Is that what proponents of this idea are saying?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are some opportunities to do it, but they're not widespread. And the thing about student loans is it just really depends on when you're taking out those loans as to what your interest rates are going to be. So, you know, someone 1 year might be getting a loan at an interest rate of 3 or 4%, and someone the next year might be getting one at 6 or 8%. So there's this huge variation just depending on the timing of what you are able to pay on that. And in contrast, you know, the comparison is often made that you should be able to refinance this like you can a mortgage or, you know, a car loan. And so that's, you know, I think that's a principle probably that both parties agree on, but Republicans have tended to take the tack that refinancing should be left to the private sector rather than being taken under by a government entity.
Talking to Jesse Opoyan from the Capital Times, looking at a proposal in Governor Evers' budget that would study the idea, wouldn't put it into practice, but would study the idea of a state agency, in effect, that would provide refinancing for student loans. Jesse, can you talk more about what Republicans have said about this issue, both in terms of past Democratic efforts here and what's in Governor Evers' budget?
Sure. I mean, this is one of, I would say, a few bills that Democrats have introduced that didn't have Republican support that actually got a public hearing at one point in the legislature. So the conversation has been had a few times. And so one of the points is the one that I just made, and that's Republicans have said, you know, that they do think that people should be able to refinance their loans, but it shouldn't be another government function to do that. Republicans have also talked about the tuition freeze that Governor Walker implemented when he was in office. That was going on for 6 years. And so they talked about just making college more affordable, which is something that Governor Evers is continuing. But he says, and Democrats and those who support this effort say that doesn't do enough for the people who already have student debt, that is, you know, people who are decades out of college. The other thing that Governor Walker did do is when he was in office, the UW Credit Union expanded its membership eligibility. So the UW Credit Union does offer the refinancing service, but it used to be that you could only become a member if you had attended a University of Wisconsin institution. So the UW Credit Union expanded its membership to allow any college graduate living in Wisconsin to participate in and to get those services.
Now, this plan, as you said, it studies the idea. A study report would be due in about 2 years. Not exactly on the fast track here. Are people who have been supporting this idea jumping for joy, given that that's kind of down the road a piece?
You know, I'm sure people who have been fighting for this for a while would love to see it put in place sooner. But I think, you know, anytime you're talking about creating a new governmental authority, there's a lot of things to consider in terms of just how to get it off the ground. And you don't want to do something necessarily quickly without getting it right. So I haven't heard a lot of complaints for the most part. It sounds like people who have been advocating for this are just happy that it's being consideration, being put into consideration and talked about as part of the budget.
Now, this is, as you say, part of the budget. It is a big document. There's a lot going on here. And there's some question of whether Republicans are even going to use Governor Evers' budget as a starting point. Can you bring us up to date on what's going on big picture with the state budget proposal?
Yeah, big picture, we're still hearing a lot of objection from Republicans who control the legislature. There are some absolute non-starters in Governor Evers' budget for them, and they're talking about throwing the whole thing out. And I think comments were made even today that indicated that they would do that.
Have we seen this issue of student loan debt dealt with in the state budget before, or is this something that usually comes up in standalone legislation from Democrats?
You know, Democrats have introduced this as standalone legislation. It's definitely come up in conversations in the Joint Finance Committee as they deliberate the budget. But, you know, in terms of efforts to address this in the budget, the closest comparison would be Governor Walker, including the tuition freeze in his last few budgets.
Again, this is just one small part of the budget. Probably it won't even be the biggest sticking point. What do you see as some of the biggest points of disagreement between the governor and Republicans in the legislature on this budget plan?
I think, you know, for a basic level, just the amount of spending involved, you know, Republicans are reluctant to authorize any sort of tax increases, and they're reluctant to authorize any sort of spending increases, so that continues to be a sticking point that underlies most issues. You know, one of the big fights and something that we were talking a lot today with different actors weighing in on it is the Medicaid expansion. Tony Evers wants to accept federal funds to expand Medicaid, and Republicans, for the most part, have said that's a no-go, although it sounds like maybe a few might be opening up to the idea a little bit to having that discussion. But, you know, that decriminalizing marijuana use for small amounts, like there are some of these things that just you know that they're not going to get the support, and Republicans have pretty much just said this is absolutely not going to happen. So, you know, they agree on a lot of priorities in terms of, you know, fixing roads, funding schools, funding healthcare, but in each of those areas there are things that I think are absolute non-starters for Republicans.
And Jesse, before I let you go, I'll throw in a completely different topic. This news that the Democratic National Committee has said, hey, we're going to hold our big 2020 convention in Milwaukee. What kind of reactions have you been seeing from state leaders?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of excitement. I think both Democrats and Republicans alike recognize the economic impact of something like this. You're bringing tens of thousands of people into the state and showcasing the state's largest city. Republicans made some cracks about the early ties to socialism in Milwaukee's history and how that's, I guess, reflective of some newer leaders in the Democratic Party. Democrats are just excited that, after the way the 2016 election turned out, with Hillary Clinton not visiting the state during the general election campaign, with Donald Trump winning Wisconsin, giving it to a Republican for the first time in decades, they're excited that Wisconsin is on the map and being recognized as a battleground state.
And the big debate I've been seeing online, Jesse, is, okay, a lot of people are reacting, okay, everybody's going to come and try the cheese curds and the custard and the beer. And I've seen a backlash saying, hey, we got more than that. We got a lot of other fun foods here. Where do you stand on Cheesegate?
Look, I understand that people don't want to be reduced to a stereotype, but I think that we in Wisconsin should play up our strengths, and we are really good at cheese and beer and brats, so why not play it up?
Jesse, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jesse Opoyan, state government and politics reporter for the Capital Times. She was with us to talk about a proposal in Governor Evers' budget that would study a state agency to refinance student loan debt. And we took a wider look at the latest on the budget, too.